Citrus season here in Arizona is a sweet one, or maybe a sour one, but all I know is as soon as I smell the first whiff of orange blossoms in the air, I can't wait for the piles of citrus that will soon fall from the trees, fill shopping bags in the break room, and lighten up restaurant menus across the valley. And our next guest is an expert in that realm. Charlene Badman is one of Arizona's most celebrated chefs. As chef and co-owner of Scottsdale's F&B, she brought home the James Beard Award for Best Chef Southwest to Arizona in 2019. She's also behind the Blue Watermelon Project, which works with school-aged kids to rethink their relationship with food. And she is crazy about Arizona citrus, even the kinds you think you can't eat. I went down to her kitchen recently to get a taste of what she's working with this citrus season.
We have some beautiful yuzus. This is kind of really definitely the last of the season because yuzu starts coming out in the summer. McClendon will have it like in August or so. They'll be green and then they start to turn yellow, and that's about what we see now. And yuzu is just what we use, just the outside of it. We have some tangelos, and these just came today from our farmer at La Campagna. Navel oranges, lemons from a friend that just dropped them off. She dropped off 13 crates just from one tree. One of my favorites, kids love this one, the blood orange. The color's been really amazing because we've had, I think, really cold weather, and that's been helpful. There's like a sweet spot between your citrus freezing and then also the citrus really developing great flavor and color on the outside. Meyer lemons, these start around November. I love these so much. Really, too, because I put them in boxes and ship them to my friends back east because they never get to see something like this. When I lived in New York, I would go to Dina DeLuca. I'd check out the citrus they had there, in particular, like the Meyer lemon. They were so small, just like these really teeny. They look like limes to me. So when I'm able to send these, my friends are just in shock. And it was also like $5. Tangerines, these are really delicious. We use these a lot of times with our kids at Blue Watermelon Project. We use them for mindfulness because they're familiar with them. They kind of look like a cutie that they would see at the store, and you do a lot of scratch and sniffed and also count how many are in there. Are there seeds? Grapefruits, love these, probably the longest of the season. I've had farmers bring these to me in June when I'm like, okay, I have enough. This is all I can take. And then the sour orange, season's kind of ending on these. Love to use these in marinades. We have it on a marinade right now with our pork. I also like to use it. We made a koju one time, which is like a fermented citrus base, usually made with yuzu, but we did it with the sour orange. It has chilies and salt, and you let it ferment, and it's a paste. Really delicious that we put like in aiolis, and gives us salty, gives us spicy, gives that citrusy sort of thing all in one package.
Sour oranges are interesting, right? Because I think they have a bad reputation. They're like a failure. Like nobody knows what to do with them when you have a sour orange tree.
Absolutely. I remember growing up, my parents, and they're still in the same house they brought me home in, but we have two sour oranges in the front, and now they're hedges, and that's a lot of times what people make out of them. But we don't know what to do with them here. They're often used as kind of called the ornamental orange, and I used to pull them off and throw them at my brother and sister. That was what I did with them. And now, I mean, I really do love them. They can be a great marmalade. They can be used to tenderize. They can be made into that koju. It has a very strong rootstock. It's actually used most of the time to graft onto a citrus that somebody would actually want, like a lemon or a grapefruit or something like that. You can also find out, and this happened in my yard. I had two sour orange trees, but I could see that it was something actually before that, and that had died, and basically the sour orange had taken over.
But you use it now. Like, these become really useful if you think about it the right way, it sounds like.
They do. I will have guests that will bring a bag of sour oranges, or a couple farmers that bring sour oranges over to us, and we juice them and freeze them just like we do quite a bit of our citrus so that we can have it after the season is over or even during. But right now we have it marinating a pork dish. We use it kind of to tenderize this pork shank. It's a tough cut. It's going to be braised. So we're going to take the sour orange, and we're going to use that as the marinade, the tenderizer. And then we're also going to have it be part of the flavor. That sourness countering a rich piece of meat like that is going to bring balance to the dish.
It works well with kind of fatty stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah. And then definitely my favorite, though, for across the board for all citrus is using it in a salad. I went as soon as citrus season kind of starts. I mean, the yuzu's here in the summer, so that's always like a nice little pop. But when things really start going about November, and people start bringing them in, I'm so excited to be able to get this on a plate, especially for me on a salad. I think a lot of chefs like making a salad with them because you have such a great vehicle with something that's sweet and it's sour, might have some bitterness. And then you can add cheese, which is going to add a fat or add a nut to add some crunch to it. The greens that we have coming out of Arizona right now are super gorgeous. So maybe some peppery arugula. Chili pepper goes really well with it. It can handle some heat because of the sweet. And there's possibilities are endless.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the sourcing of this, because it sounds like people just kind of give this stuff to you. But also you work, I know, with farms all over the state.
Absolutely. People do bring them by, and I will take them for sure. Regulars will literally say, sure, I left you a bag of Meyer lemons on the table, because they even know where to, the secret entrance to go to the prep room. Bob McClendon, that's how he started with citrus. He's known for citrus. It's his logo. He has such beautiful citrus. This year, the blood oranges are just fantastic. His Meyer lemons are the ones I ship to all my friends. La Campagna, she grew these beautiful tangelos that we have today. And we simply take something like this. Prep cooks are going to juice it. And then we're going to put it into a cordial glass and serve it to a guest. And I always think it's funny. And we've even just given the guests this just like the way it is. And
like an entire tangelo on a plate?
Bob's Tangelo in all of its glory, Lauren's Tangelo in all of its glory. Yeah, yeah. And it comes out in a bowl, and they're like, it's just a Tangelo. And it's like, yeah. And then they're like, but they didn't even bother peeling it for us. And I'm like, but that's the best part. Start, go ahead and peel it. Do you need, want a knife to maybe get it started if you're afraid about getting it into maybe your fingernail or something? But the aromatherapy that happens, like even for us, I can smell that the guest has just peeled this Tangelo out there, and like everybody's smiling and they're happy, and it's like part of the experience is that you just peel this beautiful Tangelo that's perfectly ripe. Now you get to eat it. Yeah, I didn't do the work for you, but you got to enjoy that experience, you know, and I hope they get it. We do it like as a juice as well, as a vegan or vegetarian option for guests, and it can be like the best drink, though, that, you know, a shot of Tangelo. If you want to add some vodka to it, go right ahead. You know, this is, it just shows how wonderful it is and how great this product, you know, that something that we're growing in Arizona, and that's what I'm trying to do here at F&B is showcase what the beauty that we have, the bounty that we have.
I mean, that's what's so cool about this, right? Like, because it's freezing cold in half the country right now, but right here, like, it's citrus season. It's beautiful that this blooms and becomes ripe for us in the winter. How do you see the citrus as like an Arizona emblem?
Well, I mean, I'm originally from here. I remember growing up, it's like fourth grade when they teach you the five C's, and citrus is one of them. But I feel like part of my job, not just as a chef, but as somebody that's from here, is showcasing what we have in Arizona, being able to say, and I say this even to children, I say, you know, we're sitting outside, maybe not today, but we're sitting outside and we're wearing shorts or we're wearing short sleeves, and the rest of the country has either a snow day or they're inside and they can't play, and you're eating all this beautiful citrus and you're getting to enjoy it. We do a lot of things where we'll take four different kinds of grapefruits and maybe three different types of oranges and two different limes and a couple different lemons and have them do some compare and contrast. And then I always try to remind them, do you know how special this is? Do you know how special where we live is? Are you understanding that? Because everywhere else does not have something like this growing, does not have this beautifulness maybe in your own backyard. Get a couple nods. We'll see.
You got to try. At least you got to try. Okay, so we have some sliced up Meyer lemons here, and this is something you're making for tonight, right?
Yes, this is going to end up being a relish. It's something that actually Krista Robertson at when she had Rancho Pino taught us how to do. And you slice the lemons, and these are Meyer lemons because they're really nice and floral. You're going to slice them. You're going to make sure there aren't the seeds that have been removed out of them. They're sliced on a slicer, and you just lay them out, kind of like, I kind of think of like as a picture frame going all the way around, but they're overlapping.
These are so thinly sliced. They're beautiful.
Very thin, because you want them to cook really quickly. And then we're going to lay them all out and roast them in the oven. And they'll start to roast on the outside much faster than obviously the middle. And we'll start taking them off, kind of going from the outside all the way to the end until they're completely roasted all the way through. We'll then take them and chop them up, add a little bit of some olive oil and then whatever herb we want to do. And right now we're just doing simple parsley, and we add into order, just so they don't change the color of it, some fava beans, which are in season. And this is the little topping, the little hat we put over the top of our braised chicken that we're doing, that has some fennel, and it just makes everything sing. When these roast, and intensifies that lemon flavor, kind of maybe softens up a little bit of the bitterness, because we are using the whole thing. And then also, but goes ahead and keeps that sweetness and that the acid from it as well. So it's going to brighten up a dish that during this time of the year with braises and things like that might be a little bit more kind of fatty and succulent. And then it'll bring again balance to it because it has that acid, and just tasty and really showcases what we have here in Arizona.
So you've got this whole tray of thinly sliced Meyer lemons here. What are we doing next?
So what I have is I've got the tray. It's all just kind of circled around, and then we have a little bit of salt we're going to sprinkle on top. And after the salt is on there, then we add a little bit of sugar, but equal amounts, honestly. You will, I mean, you saw how thin they are, so it's not a ton of salt. Otherwise, you'd end up with something over seasoned. And you also don't want it to caramelize too quickly either. So just a nice sprinkle over the top. And then the olive oil goes over the top of that.
Okay, so this is done. This is going in the oven for how long? Until it's crispy?
At this point, it's going to be, you know, we go higher heat, so maybe 375 in the convection with the air, you know, that air circulating, so it'll be crispy pretty quickly. And it takes, like I said, the outside is going to happen first, and then you're just going to kind of keep going into like a circle into the center as they kind of crisp up and pile them up. Start at about 10 minutes, and then you start like 5 minutes, and then it's like 3 minutes. Every 3 minutes, you're literally checking it. You're standing there because it's just a little bit more and a little bit more. And if you walk away, you will burn them, which is a lot of work in this to not have that happen. So
the beautiful uses of Arizona citrus, Chef Charlene Badman. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lauren, do you get any tastes while you're down there?
I didn't try any. Man, they are really pretty, though. And it smelled great. She was like making it for real service. I can't mess with that.
I guess that's fair. You could almost, you can almost smell it here in the studio from all the way down in her restaurant.
It's the best.
It sounded very tasty.
It was beautiful. And every single time I get the Arizona citrus season coming, I love it. It's my favorite time of year.
It's not just for cooking. You can bake, juice, all sorts of good stuff with
it. Lots of things with it.